What do you call the place where the police...
Headquarters.
Okay. And what do you call the place where firemen hang out?
Firehouse.
Okay. Excuse me. What do you call...
Be careful, a glass of water. Tea or something.
Oh, I thought I was going to get another one. Maybe in a minute. I'm getting kind of hoarse.
Okay.
What do you call the kind of storm where you got rain, when it just falls? You know, yeah. It's rain, but then as soon as it hits the ground, it freezes. Do you have a
snow.
Name? Well, not freezes. It just ices over.
Icicles? No.
Well, do you have
frozen name? Snow.
Do you have a name for that kind of storm?
I can't think of
any. Okay, okay. If a person was arrested for being drunk, where would they take him to spend the night?
At the tank.
Okay.
At the jailhouse.
Okay, what's the tank?
Where they put all the drugs.
Okay, if you were arrested for robbing a bank, where would they put you?
In jail, at the courthouse.
Is that different from the tank?
Yes.
Okay. What does the policeman carry for protection?
A club, a blackjack, and his pistol.
Okay.
And sometimes they carry those brass knuckles.
Yeah. What's the difference between a club and a blackjack?
On a blackjack, well, a club is just a stick.
Yeah.
Mm. And a blackjack is a hard thing at the end. It's got leather over it.
Mm.
And it's just a handle, and then it's got a leather strap where they can put their hands in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. You're going to love these. What are some other names for prostitute?
Bees.
What?
Bees.
Okay. What else?
I don't know. I don't know very many things for a prostitute.
Okay. What do you call a building where several prostitutes might work?
Whorehouse.
Okay. What? Usually there's a woman who runs the house.
The mama.
Okay. And sometimes there's a man who like goes out on the street and gets
a
people.
Pimp.
Okay. Okay. Now there are two kinds of people I want to ask you about here next, and they're kind of different. So let me describe them both.
Okay.
Okay. There's one kind that is just dead drunk all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, just drunk. He can't hold down a job. You know, can't look after his family. In fact, he can't even stay with his family. You know, he just sort of sits around on the street corner.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything. And you know, all he can do is maybe beg for
money. And
yeah, or maybe knock off a 7-Eleven or something like that. That's about it. Okay, but then there's the other kind of person who, he lives with his family, he manages to hold down a job, but boy, he just has to have a drink before he can get going in the morning, and he has to have one at noon, and he has to have another couple at dinner, and by the time he gets home at night, he's got to have, you know, five or six.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what would you call the first kind where he just sort of... You know,
I call it a disaster area.
Okay, what do you call the man?
I call him a bum.
Okay, and what do you call the guy who lives with his family but still drinks a lot like that?
Can't control his liquor.
Okay, do you have a name, one name for this man?
Just a drunk.
Okay, okay.
That's where they get to be, you know. When they got to have that first beer or that first wine or whatever it is, they got to have it before they can get on a job.
Yeah. Okay, what do you call a kind of cheap hotel that caters to bums, like you're talking about?
I don't know what they call them.
Okay, sometimes, in almost every town, there's a...
Like, I think that they call it a welfare, for, you know.
Okay, well, this is not quite what kind of same kind. That has sort of a charitable...
Charitable.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
these
I know what
you mean.
These
people are in it for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't care about these bums. There's just... They're dumpy places, and they're really bad, run down, just terrible looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know what you're eating.
Yeah, you don't know what you're eating. You hate to drink the water, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, usually in every town, there's about a block or two of this kind of building. And, you know, the bums just sitting on the street, and like there'd be two or three of them sitting in the floor.
Talking and everything,
yeah. Or just staring, you know.
Yeah.
And what do you call this two or three block area? What do you call it?
Slums.
Okay, okay. What do you call the kind of movie theater where they show X-rated movies?
Dirty houses.
Okay. What do you call the kind of shop where